Good afternoon. This podcast is created to help students create usernames in order to post on the class blog. You may be wondering, what is the class blog? Well, the class blog is accessible from my website on Google Sites, and it is for students and teachers to interact and post comments about topics that we don't necessarily cover in class. You can access the class blog from my website if you go to https://sites.google.com/site/MissSullivanRMS. On the homepage of my website, there is a link at the bottom of the page that says RMS class blog. This is what you want to click on. On my class blog, so far, there are 3 postings which you can comment on for free homework grades. What you should do is read over the different posts that I have on the blog. After you have read a specific post, you should look at the bottom of the post. There it will say, posted by Ms. Sullivan at, for example, 3:46 p.m., and it may say 10 comments. What you want to do is click on where it says 10 comments, and this will take you to the page where you can insert your own comment. You will need to scroll down to the bottom of the page where you will see a title that says Post a Comment. Here there will be a white box underneath which says Comment As, and then there's a drop-down menu where you can click to select a profile. The options are Google Account, LiveJournal, WordPress, TypePad, AIM, and OpenID. If you already have one of these accounts, that is what you should be using. For example, if you have an AIM account, you should sign in to your AIM account and then go back to my page where you can post a comment. Type in your comment into the clear white box and then use the drop-down menu to select AIM when you will want to say comment as AIM, and a box will pop up that says AIM username. What you want to do is type your username into that box. That way you can go back and hit post comment. What will happen is an AOL OpenID sign-in request will pop up. Your username should be typed into the box already that says username or email, and you should type in your password, then hit sign in. Next will come up a page that says request for information about you from http://www.blogger.com. This is basically saying, is it okay to post your comment that you typed in? So you want to scroll down to the bottom and hit send, the green button. If you are already signed in to your AIM, there may be a box that comes up and says you are currently signed into your AOL as username or email, and it will tell you which username you are signed in as. Then it will say you can grant or deny permission. Okay, you may click remember this site, so hopefully they don't ask you that again, but what you want to do is click on the green button that says grant in order to grant permission for your posted comment to be displayed. If for some reason this does not work, you may get a message with an error sign that says your OpenID credentials could not be verified. If this happens, you should make sure that you are signed in to your AIM account and that the computer recognizes that. If this method does not work, you should try creating a Google account. In order to do this, you should go on google.com and sign up for a Gmail account. When you are creating a Google account, you don't necessarily have to create a separate email account with Google. They allow you to use an existing email account as your ID for your Google account. For example, if I wanted to, I could use my personal email as my Google account login. However, I already have created a Google Gmail account as MissSullivanRMS@gmail.com. But when you click on Create an Account with Google Accounts, you may see a page that comes up with required information for Google Account, and it will ask you for your current email address and where you choose a password and re-enter a password. If you want to, you can sign up for a Gmail email account, but remember, that is not necessary. You will have to type in some word verification and accept the terms of service, but after that, you will have created an account. In order for you to post a comment on my blog where it says comment as, you would click comment as Google account and then sign into your Google account so that it's verified. This may be the easiest way to post on the blog, is just to create a Google account, because Blogger is run through Google on my site. These two steps, either using your AIM ID or creating a Google account, should help you to post on the blog. If you are still having trouble or have not had any trouble and know of a different way to post on the blog, please let me know so that I can contact the Blogger people, confirm it, and then I can create another podcast to hopefully help others out who want to post on the blog. Remember, any comment you post on the blog will give you a free homework grade. So special thanks to Sierra Cunningham for helping out with this podcast on behind the scenes. And until next time, over and out.